On today's MVP Baseball, we talk about World Series Game 5, the duel between Kershaw and Glasnow. We look ahead to Game 6 and get you caught up on all the latest MLB storylines. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I am your host, Zayden, and I'll be joined shortly by our three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. But first, we have the high-speed MLB game recap. Game 5 of the 2020 World Series played between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Series is tied at 2. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for the Dodgers. Tyler Glasnow on the hill for the Rays. We go to the top of the first. Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger both drive in runs. Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. Top of the first, Jock Peterson hits a shot to center field, increasing the Dodgers' lead to 3. Bottom of the third, the Rays fight back, cut the deficit to 1 run with 2 runs scored in the bottom of the third. Top of the fifth, the Dodgers tack on another run with a Max Muncy pimp job shot. Blake Treinen would end up getting the save for the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw would go 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 6 strikeouts. Dodgers win, take a 3-2 lead in this best of 7 series, with game 6 coming on Tuesday night. I now welcome in my three co-hosts. Jaime, Carson, and Mason. Dodgers take Game 5, take a 3-2 series advantage with Game 6 Tuesday night.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
As we did yesterday, we're just going to fucking just open it up here and just free fucking thoughts. Go ahead, Jaime. Talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about.
Okay, just like the other games, I did not watch the full thing again.
Some baseball fan you are.
I mean, I was busy today.
Right.
But the first thing, well, drugs. Okay, believe it or not, I'm not dealing with drugs. Okay, so the first thing I logged in, or like my own started watching it, was who is it? Who is the runner at third? Margot. I said it.
You should know who that is. He was with the D-backs division rivals.
I do not remember. Who again?
The Padres.
The Padres haven't been irrelevant. The Padres are finally relevant after like 20 years.
It's only because they made
the D-backs are still irrelevant after 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cubs farm has been irrelevant since like what? Since Sammy Sosa was a Cub?
What? We have the most underrated farm, you dumb shit.
Okay, you still couldn't develop pitchers if your life depended on it.
The Mets had a farm.
Braylon Marquez, Cole Franklin.
God damn it.
Alec Mills.
Nobody ever said him.
The Mets had a farm system.
He was a trade, you dumbass.
You guys can't develop anyone if your life depended on it. You just sign and trade, and that's it.
We have an underrated farm, so.
I mean, D-backs use like sorta.
No, they just suck.
I mean, your pitching sucks, and also your hitting.
Oh, better than yours.
I mean, Chris Bryant had an excellent season.
All right, Jaime, World Series Game 5.
Okay, so Margot had one of the. He pulled the Atlanta Braves like with Danzy Swanson, but I'm not sure which one was worse. Probably Margot, because he didn't have to steal base, but he did anyways. It looked pretty close, but Will Smith didn't drop the ball this time. Thank God. The first thing I noticed was that the Rays actually had a chance to score some runs, but who was it? Adames swung at an awful pitch. Well, like, it was a good pitch, but it was a terrible swing. You know what I mean? So then I just turned off the game right there. I was busy again. So then I come back to the eighth inning, like they have a chance, and they just blow it. So I yelled out, "You blew it!" Then I started off the game again.
What the fuck? Okay.
Dave Roberts did do the smart thing and not keep Kershaw in there for too long.
Although
Kershaw did decently.
Should have left him in longer.
Yeah, he did decently, I'm not gonna lie.
Kershaw should have stayed in longer, Jaime.
Yeah, I know, but like maybe one more inning, but Kershaw did do decent.
Only you.
Oh, stupid.
Like, sort of God. We're gonna talk about this here in a minute, but I guess Jaime's done with that. Go ahead. Next.
Well, let's just get this out of the way. Postseason Kershaw's a mess. Should also mention how terrific Mookie is in the playoffs. 1-for-5 again. Just shit.
But hey, Alex Rodriguez said he's good, so he must be good.
He's better than Mike Trout, though. I mean, apparently, that's
I don't think Alex Rodriguez is talking about who's good in the playoffs, despite his notorious playoff records.
Yeah, Andy pulled a Ketel Marte and used steroids. So.
I mean, Ketel Marte hit 2 triples in 1 game, so.
What?
Yeah, playoff game, by the way. Playoff game. Playoff Ketel
Marte. Okay, and.
Playoff facts.
All too bad he'll never see the playoffs again. He's still on the D-back.
Yeah, how's that Cubs score? How's that Cubs score going to look?
Gosh. Well, we're going to miss a couple.
Don't worry, yeah, knowing,
but at least we have a core.
Don't worry, Brody.
Hey,
he'll probably give you Brett Beatty.
Even when a couple players leave, we're still gonna have a core more than the D-backs. Anyways, well, hell, the Rays had more hits than the Dodgers, but the Dodgers like to play long ball. And the Rays don't. Rosarena, fucking broke the hit record in the postseason. Absolute madman. But yeah, Kershaw should have been left in longer. I'm surprised May didn't fuck up. And postseason Glasnow is becoming a thing.
He is an elite pitcher, though.
God. Better than any D-backs pitcher.
Zach Gallen.
Oh, 1 year wonder. PEDs, overrated.
Yeah, he got a year. Put himself on whatever you said, dude.
Nope.
But he was good before, so.
Nope. But the story of the game was a home run ball for the Dodgers. So.
Okay, homo.
Bag it.
God damn it. I can't be saying this shit.
Who's going to sponsor this thing anyways? Who's going to sponsor this anyways?
Anchor. Well, I mean,
if you just fucking use Facebook and go in the group.
Maybe some. I mean, maybe two of our members.
Clorox Bleach will sponsor this.
Yeah. That's what I want to drink after listening to Jaime.
Right, yeah. Do you have anything else to say about the game?
Fuck the D-backs.
All right, go ahead, Carson. The game, please.
Kershaw, postseason Kershaw is a myth, which we can all agree on. He looked good. Glasnow kind of just like I don't know what he's even doing.
Can't even do this shit, man.
Yeah. Peterson hit a missile to the opposite field. Margot, what was Margot even thinking trying to come home?
That play has to be that play is just as bad, like I said, as that the Swanson error. Yeah. I think we all agree on that one.
No,
is that it, Carson?
One more thing. Dave Roberts finally learned to not put in Jansen to close out the game.
He put in Trinan, and I was like, oh, no. But paid out.
You can't use both the Jansen and Trinan in one game because that's just bad. You have to use one or the other, and then...
Let's see, he fucks first.
Hey, but Jansen didn't give up any hard hits, though. Yeah. So.
And it, and he didn't. He couldn't do anything else to help his case, right? That's what he said.
Okay, wait. So can we talk about? Okay, so this thing I didn't notice, but this is something they teach you in Little League. When Jansen didn't back up Will Smith, did you guys notice that or no?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Yes, we all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I didn't realize that at first, but I'm pretty sure that's something they teach you in Little League.
Will Smith looks like a 12-year-old.
Okay, Will Smith. I was thinking of the other Will Smith, you know, the black one.
God damn it.
God. Okay. I'll take
Carson. It's a skin color.
I'll take Carson's done. Jaime, shut the fuck up, please.
I ain't wrong.
Just shut up, man. Damn it.
So... we're going to talk about Kershaw here in a minute and Jaime's complete stupidity and him being a biased prick and all that.
Damn it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the D-backs rebuild plans.
Yeah, their 40-year rebuild.
It took the Cubs like 100 years, so we're not there yet.
Yeah, you guys will take longer.
I doubt it.
I bet you my life.
Game 5. 2020 World Series.
What, like? We're about to die anyway.
World Series Game 5.
We're talking about Kershaw.
What was I saying?
About how postseason Kershaw is a myth.
I mean, we already established that.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but you fucked it up doing your bullshit. Okay. Dave Roberts, I see a lot of people praising him. That is really stupid. He blew the game single-handedly yesterday. I mean, Jansen did, but I'm gonna put the blame on Roberts for trusting.
Well, are we gonna defend? Like, should we? Like, I'm gonna say this right now. Jansen got attacked. Like it got pretty bad. Let's not lie. It got really bad on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, obviously.
I love how Dodgers fans are like, oh, yeah, we love our players. The second they mess up, they want to lynch them.
God damn it.
What's wrong with the word?
Recall.
Execute them.
All right. Dodgers fans are the worst. They're just like, imagine being a Dodgers fan. It's so tough. I mean, what are they made like?
They remind me of Yankees fans. Have you guys ever seen this video where like they're trash talking Jarrett Cole. Oh,
God.
Jarrett Cole when he's like in the bullpen.
Can't fucking do it.
But like they're trash talking him, and the second he's in the Yankees, they're like praising him. Like, best pitcher in the AL. Best pitcher in the MLB. They're bandwagoners too. So.
Yeah, okay. So let's just talk about
playoff legend.
Because I'm tired of him getting so much attention. The playoff performer, Mookie Betts. So let's see. He's apparently known for his 2018 postseason when they won the World Series. So let me read off his OPS in each of those series. Let's see here. The ALDS, he had a 566 OPS. ALCS, he had a 584 OPS. And the World Series, he had a 699 OPS. But, I mean, he's playoff Mookie Betts is really a thing. He's just a great postseason performer. Way better than Mike Trout. So, that's all I got to say. Postseason Kershaw,
make your
case that it's a real thing, I mean, even though there is no case.
My internet crashed again. About what?
You're here, so make the case.
Oh yeah, I don't think Kurt. I don't think Kershaw. Yeah, I already said it.
Go.
I don't think Kershaw. Okay.
Say it again.
I don't think Kershaw. I don't think postseason Kershaw. What's
Did
that?
Did we not talk about the stat the other day? That's. Was it like 9 postseason games with 6 innings pitched and less than
I mean, like, two more
given up
stuff.
Or something?
Yeah, usually. Oh, yeah, but I saw that.
Yeah, that's...
God damn it, man.
Yeah, but, like, you still have bad games, like really bad games.
So...
Didn't you get pwned by the Cardinals, like, back-to-back years?
No one says that he pitches.
Yeah,
like
of course, but like he's still done pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, Bumgarner sucks now. Just I don't want to praise him since he's on the three back.
I don't
want to get that
either,
out of the way
because like wow, I remember when they got the signing. I didn't want them to sign him because I knew they would give him like over $100 million, even though he's had injury issues.
All right, folks.
You brought it up, so like.
Well,
yeah, you sound the D-back, so of course you're talking about it. So your point.
But of course, Kershaw's gonna have bad games.
No, what? No way, really?
All right, Jaime. So. What I'm saying,
yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, nearly all those typical bad starts happen in the games that matter the most. Usually, elimination games. Okay, how many starts did he have in his entire career in the playoffs? Out of those 9 starts.
Pitched and 1 run given up. I don't fucking know, Jaime. I just said he wasn't Bumgarner.
He is though, like let's not lie. Also, that the Bumgarner like comparison is an unfair comparison, first of all.
Oh my god!
I mean, one's been to the playoffs more for like more than 10 years,
yeah,
and one's only been like what?
A better pitcher in MLB
4 years.
You can't compare a batting practice machine to an actual human, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
Go on, Carson.
Damn it, man.
Okay. Yeah, Bumgarner's an outlier when it comes to, I mean, Kershaw's not going to pitch like him. You can't expect him
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know that.
But just because Bumgarner pitched
stupid
better than Posey doesn't
for you,
Sean.
I'm just saying. Well, no, I just said
like
that's not a fair
that
comparison to compare like the two. Like their
no,
stats.
It sounds like you're making.
Well, how many starts they have. That's all I said. We're talking about postseason, aren't we?
Yeah, but you're talking about regular season. You're talking about regular season?
We've established that 100 times.
Yeah, but you're being a biased person.
Sorry that you want to keep this scripted and non-biased, but good luck.
Well, if you're
okay.
Just going to say stupid shit, I'm just going to yell.
Holy shit, let's
just
fucking
do it. I
don't
like
it.
Listening to your bullshit. So you're just like, we can't.
So yeah, postseason curse was a myth. No, not a myth. Not a
yes,
myth. Not
a
myth. No.
Shut that.
Okay. You're already doing the group chat anyways. All right, but,
just completely destroy Jaime here, someone, please.
I mean, Carson hasn't talked yet. Barely.
I just said someone else, Jaime.
But Carson loves me.
We're too used to it at this point.
Anybody
spot.
Else want
to
talk about how Jaime's wrong yet again?
Okay, Zayden. How many starts did you say were like 6 innings and no runs, what do you call it?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. 36 starts in the playoffs.
is like 9.
Wait, no, wait, that's 36 games. I mean, 29 starts.
Yeah. And
maybe Roger Clemens, he took steroids too, but he
more than anybody else, if I was correct. I'm not sure though. I don't remember.
I think we all. I would assume it's Clemens because he's been on a lot of playoff teams.
But you, like, take away Kershaw's start against the Dodgers, not the Dodgers. God damn it, the Astros in 2017.
Well, is it confirmed that they were cheating in the playoffs?
ERA drops to like 3 something in the playoffs.
2017.
What? Under a rock? Like Mason knows about this.
Jaime. Where the fuck have you been?
Exactly. I don't know. I really didn't pay attention to the scandal, but I didn't know that they cheated. That's actually confirmed though that they did cheat.
I can't, man. I just can't.
Answer it. Answer it. Yes or no?
What the? Where the fuck are
you? You said it.
How are we?
Kershaw stuck against Arizona in 2017 too. So
I just sent something to the chat.
Let's see this.
My God. Whoa, this is the worst podcast we've had yet. Holy.
We got to find next Paul Goldschmidt somewhere. It's not.
All right.
We can't stay on this, man. Kershaw, we're running up on 1 a.m.
100% a myth. Take up that start against the Astros.
Do you want to move on and talk about this another episode?
Hold on. I mean, you can't.
Dude, I can't.
Tomorrow?
What the fuck?
Okay, wait. I want to say this. So for people that don't know, we talked about Yadier Molina in the last episode. He deleted that post, just to let people know. Maybe no one took him seriously.
All right.
I got a question.
Fuck the D-backs.
Anything else? Anybody have anything else to say about Game 5?
Kershaw did bad against the D-backs, too, in that playoff game.
I swear to God, guys. You fucking ass.
He gave up 3 home runs in a row.
I know.
Yeah.
No proof. Allegations.
Common sense. They
were on roids.
I guess. Okay. Well, I got a question. Is Shoeless Joe Jackson a Hall of Famer?
All right. So, seriously, is it? God damn. Okay, just say it. Yes. Okay, predictions for game 6. Who is it?
I Snell picked the Marlins.
And gone for it on the mound.
I'm going to pick the Rays, I guess. I want to see a game 7, to be honest. That's why. So, I'm going to say, well, Snell's pitching tomorrow. Hopefully, Snell won't think too much about Apex Legends. Maybe even Rogue Company. Rogue Company's good. But maybe...
Oh, God.
Let's say 5-4.
God damn it.
Already said it. Yes.
All right, what's the final score,
honey? Yeah, Mom.
5-4, is that what you said?
I'm talking about 6-1.
Okay.
Bad guys.
Mace, God.
Okay, I got
God damn it.
Does someone pick this up, please?
Why was Wilson Contreras a good fielder this year? Wilson. Wilson with 2 L's.
Did you just say Wilkinson?
I got the Rays winning 3-2.
Dodgers 3-2. All right.
Carson.
I had that before he said it. In my head, I was like, fuck.
So, I had a question. So, why is everybody picking a low score?
Because
game?
I can think Dodgers whatever the have, fuck I want.
Use their bullpen.
Gonsolin's yeah, freedom of speech here. Amendment.
Object.
1776, Thomas Jefferson.
All right. Okay. So your roll, asshole.
I cast him on my record like 1862.
Okay. I got the
Rays. Damn it!
These episodes so bad.
I got the Rays.
Oh, why do you have such a high scoring game?
Five.
Tell me.
All right.
Jaime hates pitching duels, says Zayden.
What?
I said you're gay.
What?
God.
What'd you say?
You're gay. You're gay.
Just because I think it won't be a pitching duel doesn't mean I fucking hate him, you fucking idiot. All right,
it's been established that like 100 times.
Jamie hates gays like he hates this podcast.
Jamie.
I'm an ally of the LGBTQ community. Hold up. I put the Q in the LGBTQ.
He got a lot of the crowd.
I'm an ally. I'm a supporter.
Game from here on out. MVP baseball. MVP. Oh,